So reality check, ladies, okay? Reality check. Proverbs 21, verse 9. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a white house. Okay? Women have, you know, men have their bad tendencies. I'm not saying we don't, but I'm a man, so I'm up here preaching. But anyway, but I'm gonna get on the men here. Just hang on. But listen to this in the Proverbs. It says it's better for a to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a white house. You got a big giant house, but you're always fighting. Okay, it's better for that man to be up on the roof somewhere hiding than to sit there and deal with a nagging wife, okay? Proverbs 19:3, it says, a foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. Nag, 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 nag. That's what it is. It's like someone Chinese water torturing you to death. Okay? But Proverbs 14. Verse 14 says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Wives, don't be foolish. Don't pluck your house down with your hands, okay? You have a lot of power, and you know, but you have a role. And really what this boils down to is the Bible says we have different roles, okay? We're not better than you. You know, you're not better than us. We just have different roles. I'm not the Lord of Christ. You know, he's my Lord. I'm supposed to obey what he says to do. And it's the same thing with the wives. You're supposed to obey what your husband tells you to do. So don't pluck your house down with your hands. Proverbs 19:14 says, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. So a prudent wife is a wife that, you know, they're out trying to make your future better. They're out trying to do the best they can for their family, not plucking it down with their hands. Be a prudent wife.